This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Much as there is no shortage of economic data out there, so too there is no shortage of coverage of economic data here because you got to know what's going on, right? But what to do when, as of late, the data does not tell a consistent story? For instance, jobless claims hit new lows this week. That's great. But there were downbeat retail spending numbers as well. Not so great. And then just this morning, consumer sentiment hit its highest level in 15 years. So, yay. But what gives? We asked Marketplace's Justin Ho to explain the contradictions.
You're not crazy if trying to make sense of this stuff makes your head hurt.
It's a general thing that humans do to get their hands around big, complex sets of information. We put a story to it.
George Perks at Bespoke Investment Group says a lot of times the story doesn't make any sense.
You're not always going to see exactly the same read on a given month from two different data sources.
For one, month-to-month data just isn't that reliable. Political headlines can shift, there can be weather problems. But Mark Lucchini at Janney Montgomery Scott says, don't forget, these reports are often revised the next month.
When the new report comes out, perhaps the number in the new report not only looks better, but there was a revision upward to the previous numbers.
That's why most economists say they prefer looking at long-term trends rather than monthly figures.
You know, when I used to work on Wall Street, we would always joke that, you know, wouldn't it be great if they just got rid of the monthly data and only put out data on a quarterly basis?
That's Drew Mattis at MetLife. He says there's another problem. The data we collect is a little old-fashioned. Think about it. Industrial production numbers, durable goods orders, inventories.
Most of our data collection is geared towards manufacturing, and we've turned into a service sector economy.
Mattis says the labor market is a much better measure of how the economy's doing. And lately, the labor market's been pretty strong, a factor that's propped up consumer sentiment. Another one, even though we always say the stock market isn't the economy, George Perks at Bespoke Investment Group says it has been a pretty positive influence.
When the stock market's performing well, as it has, you know, in Q1 and most of Q2 this year, then consumers are generally going to feel pretty positive about things.
Perks says as long as markets don't tank or something big shocks the entire economy, retail spending should pick up again soon. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.